Hello, everyone. I'm Krishan Saunders at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Police in Tokyo say a 25-year-old man who said he was tired of life went on a stabbing rampage, killing 7 people and wounding 11 more. They say the suspect drove a rented truck into a crowd of people, got out, and began attacking people at random. At least 2 people are confirmed dead after a 6.1 magnitude earthquake in southwestern Greece. The quake triggered landslides that reportedly trapped at least 11 people. Dozens of people are injured. First Lady Laura Bush is en route to Slovenia. She made an unannounced stop today in Afghanistan to highlight progress the country has made towards democracy since the U.S. invasion in 2001. Mrs. Bush met with Afghan President Hamid Karzai and with American troops. Texas fire officials say they think an overnight fire at the governor's mansion was intentionally set. Parts of the roof collapsed and the white columns in front were blackened by smoke. The 150-year-old mansion is under renovation and it's been unoccupied since last fall. No arrests have been made. The actor who played young George Bailey in the Christmas classic It's a Wonderful Life has died. Bob Anderson died of cancer Friday in Palm Springs. He was 75 years old. Anderson starred in several other films, but he's best known for his role as young Bailey. The role of the adult George Bailey was played by Jimmy Stewart. Those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source. Online, on TV, even when you're on the go.